which causes a civil war, which we begin to hear about in chapter 3. And my whole business of being here is to ask you to consider with me a question. And the simple question is, will we die as fools? Will we die as fools? 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 27. We have David is at the funeral of Abner. And he says, died Abner as a fool dies.
Joab took him aside into an inner chamber.
No. I'm giving you the wrong one. You're going to the summary of the lesson. And I don't want you to go there yet. Do 31 to 34. 2 Samuel 3, 31 to 34.
Then David said to Joab and all the people with him, tear your clothes and put on sackcloth and walk in mourning in front of Abner. King David himself walked beside Bear. They buried Abner in Hebron, and the king wept aloud at Abner's tomb. All the people wept also. The king sang his lament for Abner. Should Abner have died as the lawless die? Your hands were not bound, your feet were not fettered. Mm-hmm. They fall as one falls before the wicked, and all the people wept over him again.
Right, so your version says as a lawless. Some version says as a fool. But in essence, don't worry, the Bible versions not contradicting themselves. Abner, David is saying, is lamenting that why should Abner die like the lawless die, like the fool dies? He says, your hands were not fettered. Why didn't you defend yourself? Why didn't you move? Why did you just accept death like a fool does? And that question has stayed with me. Will we die as fools? Will that be the summary at our funeral? Will Brother Mitchell be conducting the funeral? And he says, Matthew died like a fool died. I mean, we know our minister is not going to give you righteousness you didn't attain, so you're going to get the truth. So why would you die like a fool dies? You know, the word that the Bible uses for fool here is Nabal or Nabal, which describes a wilting away, a dying, foolish, ignorant. That's the kind of description we're getting. You're dying as someone who is withering away, hopeless, helpless. But then when we get to passages like, which one of them is it? I want Proverbs, is it somewhere? Psalms, actually. Psalm says, a fool in his heart, there is no God. And then Proverbs says, listen, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yeah. Is the route you begin to take to move away from being a fool. You want to not to be a fool, begin to investigate the word of God. Ecclesiastes, I thought this was funny. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 13. The writer says, even as a fool walks along the road, his very action lets you know he's a fool. I'm saying, oh God, I need to examine how I walk. I hope that is not all. But Titus reminds us, Titus chapter 3, verse 3, we were all like that. We were once ignorant fools. But because the beginning of wisdom starts with God's word, you don't have to remain that way. How you walk, you will not display that you're a fool because there is a route to get away from being a fool. You do not, even if you started life that way, you do not have to die a fool. Where we end up has nothing to do with where we begin. What we want to do is change the course of life, and we change the trajectory of our lives by applying God's word. Now, one of the things that when David said, should Abner die like a fool dies? Now, if we spend some time knowing who David is, then that comment coming from David is important. You know, it's like Brother Mitchell walks up and he says, I respect Fabian. Now, even if you don't know Fabian, you know Brother Mitchell. He says, oh, that must be somebody good then. Let me go find out why. But similarly, if he says, John Brown, poor John Brown, if he says John Brown is foolish, again, it puzzles you because you know Brother Mitchell. David looks on and asks the nation to go in deep mourning for this man. Rent your clothes, put ashes on your head. This is a great man. Who is Abner? Why is Abner's death so interesting? Quick story. I just give you like take 3 minutes. The details you'd have to read for yourself. But in essence, Abner is the strength of Israel. Without him, there is no Israel. Because Ishbosheth really has no power as a king. So Saul was the mainstay. Saul, recognizing that, having some political ambitions, he wanted to have relations with one of the king's concubines. Now, to have that relation is to assume that kind of position, the king's position. Ishbosheth is upset. Saul says, okay, you would have disrespected me. I'm going to work with David. The civil war is happening. Abner is fleeing as a great warrior. Joab, who is a warlord for David, his brother, Asahel, younger brother, Fit, is running behind Abner, the experienced warrior. Abner is begging him, turn back. I don't need to kill you. We don't go back. And he begs him, and he begs him, and he begs him until, this is my interpretation, he probably swings the sword because it says the butt of the sword. One blow, Abner is dead. Asahel is dead. Joab, if we go back to Numbers 30-35, the manslayer, Joab takes on that role. Now that is questionable because there wasn't a trial. So there is to take on the role, we sometimes get the idea that immediately because it's your relative, you now have the right. No, there is a process. God didn't leave us in chaos. There needs to be a trial. There needs a process which wasn't followed. So put the two together. Joab wants to kill Abner. And so what we have now, which is where I want to get to, is this great man, this great warlord, Abner, respected by both sides, a strategist, a military mind, a powerhouse in the kingdom, a relative of Saul, says a man of stature, this great man dies like a fool in obscurity in the darkness of the gate. Almost anybody of any substance gets a wonderful, you wouldn't have nobody trying to kill you in the darkness of the gate. Why would Abner die like a fool died? And so David is just angry and mournful. Now remember, Abner is from Saul's camp. He had some political ambitions and went to David to negotiate that. Now I'm throwing all sorts of information at you and you're wondering, where is he going with this? Where I'm going with this is the question. When I'm done, I'm hoping you will ponder the question like I am pondering. Will we die as fools? All right? Time is running out. Let me connect the dots. This is how I am reading it. Let's see. I don't know if you'll agree with me at the end. David is in Hebron, a city of refuge. This is my gate. Now, I ask a question of you. So we talk about the environment of what happened. Now we're trying to relate it to us. City of refuge. Type, antitype. Gate. If you knew that the manslayer is after you, the Bible says in Numbers, if you kill anybody unawares, you are to flee. Not walk slowly. You are to flee. Because if the manslayer catches you, here is Abner, warlord, came to the city of refuge for his political ambitions and leaves. But you know you have killed Asher. Whether they are pursuing it legally or not, you know. Will we come into the church and leave? Will we come for the wrong reason and leave to pursue our ambitions? Because Abner died here, not out here, right here. Abner, a great strategist, military man, royal family, worked with royal family, has influence, holds up Israel. After you have been in the church 10, 15, 20, evangelize, preach, sing, save souls, live a good life, is this how you will die at the gate like a fool? Will some ambition cause you to die quietly in the corners? The gate is politics. This is where land disputes are settled. This is where the elders meet. Sometimes there's market. All that is happening. And Abner, the great man, is dying. And nobody saw. Will your troubles and challenges and problems and anxieties be kept so private that even your greatness in the church, nobody knows you are affected until you die in the gate? Will we die as fools? Is that how we will slide out of this life unbeknownst? Interestingly, the gate, as you know, in those days, the gate had two entrances. So this is the city wall. You would have the gate, you'd have a sentry post above the gate. And so you would come through one gate, you go through another to get into the city. So the gate could have some dark, gloomy places. But there is bright sunshine, and there is a city of people, a refuge. What are you doing at the gate? If you know there is danger, why are we not here, sir? Will we die as fools here when we could live in peace here? These are some of the questions that keep puzzling me, that Abner, why are you caught here? Another thing is that Joab learns that Abner came to the city of refuge to pursue his political ambitions. Lures him back to the gate. Is the devil so subtle that he can lure you back right to the mouth of the church and slay you? And we die as fools? Shouldn't we recognize that, no, I know you have a challenge with me. So guess what? I shouldn't have left, but I'm not coming back with you. And if you need to speak to me in here. You want to, if the devil, you want me to do something, come talk to me in the church. Any mission you have, come talk to me in the church. Because this is where I will do my business, where I have the safety and protection of Almighty God. Will we die as fools? Will our funeral be, Matthew, surely you knew better. Surely. And the challenge that comes from this is, one, well, one is there already. One is, there is a city. It is there. The church is here. So we're not wondering if there's refuge. There is refuge. It is here. Two, your might is not enough. It's not enough. When it comes to dealing with the challenges of life that will come, your might is not enough. Stay in the city. Stay in the city. Three, I know I'm just going to five, so don't worry, it's not a whole epistle. Three, the gate is not for the fleeing. This area is for elders. It's for people who are doing law, justice. It's for people who are guarding the city. It is not for the fleeing. We who are fleeing the devil, the manslayer, you don't stay at the church with 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I come church today, I don't come church tomorrow. I read today, I don't read tomorrow. Not for the fleeing. Four, the manslayer is experienced. The devil has been around for a long time. Humanity may seem interesting to us because we're just seeing it for 70, 80, 100 years. But it has been the same. The devil has been around. Don't die like a fool. Stay in the city. And five, last one. So I pause a little. So I say, there is a city. There is a place. There is a quiet rest. There is a place. And sometimes I want to dwell on that for 2 seconds. Challenges, let's not be foolish, because the gate can be a dark area. There are reasons you might be in the gateway. You might be lukewarm, as Revelation says. You know, Jesus Christ said, no, you're either gathering or you're scattering. There's no gateway. God and mammon, no. It's either you're in or you're out. If you're in, there's salvation. If you're out, even right here, so you're out. If peace are you out, you're out. So there is a city. So regardless of what the challenge is, mental, physical, relationship, emotional, economical, there is a city. Number two, the arm of flesh will fail you. But you don't need to be worrying about the arm of flesh. Don't die as a fool, trying to uphold and defend. Oh, the clock not working. Oh, I say it at the same time. Don't try to live by your own strength. You will die as a fool. We will be here lamenting you, missing you, but in our hearts we'll be cursing you because you died as a fool. being caught by the common problem and challenges of humanity. No, it's not enough. Get in God, stay in God, and keep growing in God. Don't dabble. Don't dabble. If you are double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways, and don't think you'll get anything from God. Make up your mind. Don't dabble. Stay away from the gate. And even those who think we are strong, those who are left as guardians. If you're not that strong in the gospel, this is not your place. If you're not a position where you can judge, where you can lead, where you can protect, this is not your place. You are to be up here. Otherwise, you run the risk of dying as a fool does, lawless. The manslayer. You know, some of us, when we just get baptized, we are on fire, and it's expected because, you know, you are on fire. But as you grow, you realize that by reason of use, you realize you become to learn. You begin to learn that don't take this guy simple. Don't take the manslayer simple. Don't take the devil simple. Because you'll be so confident that you're on the path that if you're not examining yourself to see if you're in the faith, you find that you have drifted out here and die like a fool. Pay attention, pay some respect to the motives of the devil. Recognize that you already have all you need to defeat the devil. But recognize that the devil, and the Bible says, is a roaring liar. He's not quiet and will lure you back to our place of almost safety. You're almost in. You're sure you can't die again right at the gate. But interestingly, God has done his part. God has done his part. Our salvation is purchased before the foundation of the world, according to 1 Peter. I mean, when I read it, when it says Christ went back and preached to the spirits in prison, when we are told that those who were of faith, Hebrews chapter 11, did not come to perfection before us. The system was designed, foolproof, put in place before we were even here. The types and antitypes are in place so that when you read of Abraham and Isaac, you know that God tested this thing. When you read of people like Joseph, rise to power, second in command to Potiphar, back to prison, and then you see Joseph rise, second in command only to Pharaoh, to save the children of Israel, you say, you know, God, you have a pattern of testing, giving us that look. This thing is foolproof. This thing is foolproof. So God has done his part. No one should die as a fool dies when there is a city. When God has told you, you are carnal, you can't do it by yourself. When God says, look here, this area, don't be double-minded. Don't be lukewarm. Get in. Be confident. Stay in. When God says to you, look here, the devil is like a roaring lion. When the devil came to the discussion with God and Job and the angels about Job, he says, where are you coming from? He says, from walking to and fro the earth. He was well aware of who Job is. He was well aware of what Job's condition is. Job's faith, devil is well aware. So don't, you know, when I was in Jamaica, it was a long time ago, there's a guy who said, popular radio personality, who said, he's not afraid of taking drugs, he can beat it. Well, I can tell you, from what I heard, he didn't beat it. We don't need to test this. There are enough people we know who are comfortable being lost for us to know. This guy knows what he's doing. But with all of the stress and challenges, God has done his part to ensure that no one dies as a fool dies. That will not be the song at our funeral. That's all I got.